London Taxi Radio, the cabbie's choice.
Warning sounds like. This is the sound.
On the first day of a series of protests called by the ITA, we are calling upon Commissioner Mike Brown to uphold the Mayor's campaign policy to allow taxis into all bus lanes and all areas. When a member of the public wishes to access the service of a taxi driver, they do so with the understanding that they will take them to their desired destination. This is emphasised somewhat when they know the cab driver has a compellability order to fulfil a journey within a 12-mile radius of Charing Cross or 20 miles from Heathrow Airport. Licensed taxis spend 3 years studying a stringent licensing program, which means the passenger will benefit from a time-efficient and cost-effective route. Why would TfL want to deny the member of the public that option? On top of that, and this is hugely significant, licensed taxis are the safest transport option in London. And if you want a comparison on that, I'll give you one. London buses were involved in 6,500 plus accidents in the first 3 months of 2018. That's 70 accidents a day, 17 injuries from those accidents, and guess what? They are involved in 1 to 3 seriously injured or killed passengers or pedestrians every single day. That's compared to 1 licensed taxi and, get this, there are 2 cyclists involved in accidents with pedestrians every single year. That's 50% more than licensed taxis. So the ITA says, where buses go, we go. And I happen to agree with them.
You're listening to London Taxi Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, lovely listeners. In fact, this is the first day of a series of demonstration called by the ITA. And a very profound one at that. I don't know anyone who would be against these protests, which in effect are taking away the infrastructure. You could say taking away our office space. I'm a member of the RMT and its underpinning is plying for hire. If you don't have the infrastructure, how can you apply for hire? There's only two public service vehicles that cater for passengers on demand, two services that offer their services via and held out in the street, and you can access that without being pre-booked. Or supposedly without being pre-booked. And the other one, of course, is TfL's licensed buses. They're private franchises. They're meant to be public service, but they're certainly private as far as money goes. So we firmly believe this is a monopolisation of London's transport system, which is disallowing taxis from accessing certain through roads, and I'll tell you the significance of that. The information has also been touted that Oxford Street is set to go to consultation about restricting taxi access on Oxford Street. Now, this one is significant, and it won't happen if Tooley Street doesn't happen. I can guarantee that. If we let Tooley Street go, as we did Bank Junction, and that was the line in the sand, if we let Tooley Street go, expect us to be restricted from at least 40% of London's infrastructure. We will be treated no other than a private vehicle. And guess what? They don't want private vehicles on the street of London either, do they? It firmly takes away our democratic right to earn a living, but also, and this is important, denies our passengers the right of access and ease of access to the safest transport option in the capital. The reason Oxford Street will be a catalyst for everything else is because private cars aren't allowed on Oxford Street already. I know they are in contravention of that ruling because it's not enforced too well, but nevertheless, there are signs up preventing private vehicles from using it as a thoroughfare. Taxis and buses and cycles are the only ones that's supposed to be able to use it. So if they restrict taxis from it, it is a direct attack on our service and our trade. And a further monopolisation of their transport system. Made up of a lot of foreign offshore corporate business franchises, that's the bus service. We're led to believe this, that's a public service. They seem to err on the side that we are more private, but no more private than the buses. And you could say, we was told by TfL themselves that we are firmly integrated into public transport. The big deal about this is, because correlatively, my job hasn't changed since they announced that I was firmly integrated into public transport. So what has changed in the mindset of TfL? If they don't think we are, they should tell us. Because you, I, and every other taxi driver out there has to meet certain stringent licensing conditions, don't we? One of them is a 3-year licensing program, and only on completion, only when you reach the required level, are you allowed to be a taxi driver. And even then, you have to drive a prescribed vehicle, a purpose-built vehicle, and that has to meet conditions of fitness. Without conditions of fitness and without meeting the required level, you are not allowed to work as a taxi driver on the streets of London. And it doesn't stop there. The tariff is based on cost indexes of running and maintaining a purpose-built vehicle. This is a purpose-built vehicle that is 100% wheelchair accessible with additional benefits for the hearing impaired and the sight impaired. And you know what? That tariff determines the viability of that purpose-built vehicle, doesn't it? I believe that purpose-built vehicle represents safety and liberty. this adoration that TfL and the government have for the free market isn't a free market at all, is it? If they want to restrict this service, the only 100% wheelchair accessible service, door-to-door service, I may add, in the capital, why would they want to deny the most vulnerable people in the capital of that service? It could be that TfL is soon to introduce the e-bus, and that is a bus service that responds to demand. Be under no illusion that their bus service they don't like because it is rigid, it is too structured, they cannot do anything with it. It's not adaptable, it's not versatile, unlike the taxi. So what they did was think about the taxi and let's make an e-bus that responds to demand, except like private hire, it will be running on a GPS system. Nevertheless, it will go into direct competition with us because it will be more versatile. Why then do you think they would be closing roads or restricting access to roads to licensed taxis? Vested interests are at stake here, and you know what? There's vested interests against the cab trade all over the place. If you don't think we should come together now, when do we come together?
You found London Taxi Radio, the station for London's taxi drivers.
Think back to when you did the knowledge, remembering all the streets that you covered, so that when you eventually became a licensed badge holder, you were able to use these streets to ply your trade. And what we can see presently is that all that training is being eroded by a regulator that sees us as a very different form of transport as opposed to what we should be seen as. We are and have always been integral to the transport network in London. We are part of Transport for London. And what TfL are doing is systematically removing us from the very streets that we trained to ply our trade. If anyone is of the thinking that things are going to get better, then we are certainly in trouble. If we don't fight to resist the challenges of TfL removing us from our workplace, then there will no longer be a trade.
Every driver who care about his job, every driver who care about his future and understand what is happening in under our industry should be there to defend it. We can see on the daily basis that Transport for London and certain councils taking more and more road space from us. I was reading today on the social media, somebody said that they're going to put their hand into the pocket and they're going to found the legal case against Transport for London, but they wouldn't like to inconvenience the public. And I'm saying, how long do you think that we have? Do you think that time is on our side? I don't think so. Until we win the legal case, the way things going, we will be losing 30 to 40% of our road space and we won't be able to do our job efficiently. So all I'm saying, if you care about your future, this is where you have to be on Monday. London Bridge, 4 o'clock.
Hi, as a driving member of the general public who's often driving through London, I'd like to leave a message of support for the black cab trade. Recently, I've noticed that the way TfL seems to be organising road closures, roadworks, general management seems to be bizarre and to completely uncoordinated, to say the least. I can't believe that anybody in charge of this is actually aware of the chaos and total meltdown that they're causing within London. Thanks.
As a frequent user of London Black Cabs, I wholly support the opposition to TfL's incomprehensible policy on London road closures, road repairs, bus lanes and general traffic management. Without the black cab, London doesn't work.
All black cabbies, good luck for Monday's demo. I know with all these road closures because of TfL, your job is becoming difficult, so good luck for Monday's demo.
Transport for London and any other official body are working desperately hard to restructure London's roads with one aim, so that traffic does not move. People who live, work and drive in London, all bodies, are structured to stop traffic moving. It's not directed towards the black cab trade, it's directed to all motor vehicles. Transport for London doesn't want any kind of traffic movement in London.
What we need to remember next week with the industrial action we're taking on London Bridge, we've got one objective, and that's where buses go, we go. There should be no half measures here. We want to use every bus lane that buses use. We are part of London transport system across London. We're the only wheelchair accessible trade, fully accessible, and TfL are taking away our right to drop people where they want to go. Now, we've earned this right of passage through 3 or 4 or 5 years hard work on the knowledge, doing the knowledge of London. We've earned that right to go wherever buses go. This is all part of a two-tiered system. Take away our right, then you take away the two-tier system, and we wind up with a one-tier system, which is what TfL want to do. This isn't the cause of what they're doing. They want a one-tier system. And we've got to stop that. And we're going to stop that by demonstrating as long as it takes. Where buses go, we want to go.
I think to demo, as the ITA suggests, we have no option. Negotiations, the taxi trade once again has been swept aside as just a small problem, and things will carry on. And I know no taxi driver wants to inconvenience the public, but the public are going to be inconvenienced with these restrictions where we can and we cannot pick them up from. So TfL seem to give total disregard to the way we work and what the public need. And to think that TfL, they set out fare, they tell us what payment systems we have to take, they tell us what vehicles we have to drive, and you stick a hand out to stop us, exactly the same as you do with a bus. So if TfL regulate the buses and tell the buses where they can and cannot go, then we should be exactly the same. Where the buses go, we should go.
Bill Short, message for London Taxi Radio. All you boys that will be listening to this will probably be on the demo next week, Monday the 26th of November. But if you could let all your mates know that all sit there in the cafs and, you know, tell you about this and that and, you know, how great a job you just got, blah, 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 blah. Let them know we're being screwed. Yeah, tell them the truth. Macca wants a one-tier system. Why are you paying him £18 when he's totally doing nothing for you? The drivers that will be there are fed up and had enough. So come on, let them all know why we're there. Because where buses go, we go.
We're not after money. We're not after this. We're not after that. We're just after access to something we should have already had access in. Yeah, as I say, a lot of people have been behind this. You know, most reasonable people will think that's a reasonable thing. If buses and taxis are publicly hired vehicles, they should use the same bit of road space. And remember, these bus companies, they're not owned by the public. They're owned by all sorts of people, like the German Railway and the French Electric Firm. And don't forget, Peter Endy has got lots of shares in lots of, or he used to have. OK, so that's what you're up against, let's be clear. But what about all them right turns that are buses only? What about the bus gate at Tower Hill? All those things. Why should they get special treatment? They're private businesses, the same as us. And we're supposed to both be public vehicles. What's going on here?
See, everyone thinks it's all about the Bank Junction and Tooley Street, but can you imagine what it's like being a customer coming along Fairballs Road, going into Vernon Place, Bloomsbury Street or Bloomsbury Way, whatever it is, into New Oxford Street and into Oxford Street, how much quicker that'll be. It saves them money as well. The public should be behind this because eventually it will save them money. If we're not stuck in traffic, heavy traffic, we're in bus lanes flying around, it's got to save them money. Plus, you take 23,000 taxis out of the main roads, you're freeing up the other bits of the road for traffic. So that'll start moving as well. It's got to be the best thing for the air quality in London. It's got to be.
The reason this demo has to go ahead, in my view, because it's more important than any other demo, I think. It's more important than having 40,000 phone-reliant... What would you call them politely for it to be aired? I don't know. Numpties. Illegally plying for hire on the streets, because we're actually having the streets taken away from us. So, you know, you need to be there on Monday on London Bridge at 4 p.m. because if you're not there, there won't be it won't be years. It could be months before all the streets are taken away. You know, so if you're not there on London Bridge, there won't be anywhere you can be applying for hire, running your one-man business. There won't be anywhere. It'll all be taken away from you. You know? And TfL... I can't do that in 30 seconds.
We protest because our representatives have hit a brick wall with the authorities. On this occasion, it's because London is being taken away from us.
The reason drivers need to protest is because if they don't, they may not have a job next week or the week after. They're being marginalised by TfL and by the local council. They're being forced out of their own job, out of their own trade, after working so hard to attain the standards set by the authority. The authority is now pulling the rug from under their feet. And if you don't stand firm, you'll be sitting on your backside.
London Taxi Radio, on the air, everywhere.
Thanks to Paul and Myrna there for their messages of support. They'll be there, no doubt. Up by Yaz, now that's appropriate. A message from the ITA to all drivers who will be supporting the call for daily industrial action starting today at 4 p.m. on London Bridge, and that is ongoing every day this week and maybe after, depending on what we hear from TfL. But please remember, we are taking this action for one reason and one reason only. They are taking away our right of access to ply for hire and take passengers where they want to go with ease of access. Recent exclusions are just the thin end of the wedge. As part of London's public hire system, along with buses, we must be given the right of access to every street that buses have access to. Every bus lane that buses use, we must be able to use also. The significance of this, lovely listeners, is huge, isn't it? Because we think, okay, we just want the same opportunity as buses. We absolutely do. But not only that, it says to the public, says to our passengers, our future potential customers, that we are not on the same level as a public hire vehicle. Well, tell me, what is the difference? Because they are not public vehicles. They operate utilising public money, but they are not public vehicles. And guess what? Up to £600 million is subsidised to the buses every single year. The buses in London have £500 million in subsidy. What do licensed taxis have? I'll tell you what they have. They provide TfL with a £4 million revenue base. That's what taxis do. Now, that might not seem a lot, but when you have our enemies, those who oppose us, say, we are a subsidised industry, they are wrong. They are lying, because in fact, you could say, they are the ones that have fast-tracking. They are the ones that have companies that invest in other companies like Uber, who aid them through their licensing process, because TfL isn't licensing them, are they? They're selling licenses, all right? They are not licensing them. But the big thing here is, they want us to be all the same, don't they? They want us to be enmeshed. They never recognise the knowledge, do they? That stringent licensing process that we all had to go through. They don't recognise that. They don't recognise that as the differential. The knowledge means you comply for hire on the street. And the big thing about this is, and something that is inarguable, the knowledge represents a great equaliser. Once you are a taxi driver, we are all the same. Now, it rewards endeavour over privilege. Trevor Merrill's got it right the other day when he was told by a lawyer, after the lawyer had looked into it, we have a statutory monopoly. Now, that is a big deal. I know some of us rebuke the fact that we're a monopoly, but a statutory monopoly means that you have a certain skill base that others don't have, and therefore you're entitled to that. Now, this isn't self-entitlement. This isn't just adorned on each other. This is because you undergo a 3-year stringent licensing program called the Knowledge. Now, that weeds out unsavouries. Uber changed the game somewhat because they said technology would do that for us. Evidently, it doesn't, does it? In fact, it could be seen as a facilitator because it is one of the unsafest and one of the riskiest forms of transport out there. By comparison, buses are off the Richter scale also. Off the Richter scale. So why would they deny taxis the safest transport option, the areas to pick up with ease? And that's what it comes down to, because it all comes down to convenience and efficiency saving, doesn't it? I'll give you a little fact. The New Scientist magazine, and you can look this up, decided to do a big test between taxis and private hire. Private hire was represented by Uber, who utilised a GPS system. The GPS system was the thing that mattered, because it is the knowledge which is the only thing that differentiates us from the sat-nav swamp out there. Again, choice is being taken away from our passengers. Well, 29 comprehensive routes were taxi drivers were pitted against GPS represented by an Uber driver. Guess what? Taxis only took 80% of the time that the Uber driver took using GPS. Now, that is enormous. If you think that's not as big as what you thought it would be, let me tell you this. If you times that by thousands and thousands, you could say hundreds of thousands of journeys every single day, that is massive efficiency savings. Massive efficiency savings. And it is efficiency that is deterministic of what roads and what areas that we are allowed in. So if we are the most efficient transport system as far as public hire goes, why is TfL wanting to restrict us from certain areas? I'll tell you why. It's about money. It's about the monopolisation of their transport system, isn't it? And if they're going to introduce an e-bus that responds to demands, why would they want competition from you, me, or the rest of the taxi trade, the sole traders out there who are not obliging by their corporate umbrella system, are they? They don't like it because they don't like you as an individual trader out there, which they are not benefiting from. So that's the real reason, because I challenge anyone to come online and tell me there's another reason, because I think I've covered all bases. I'm joined by Miss Myrna Bourne. I think she just decided to randomly ask me if I wanted a sandwich or something to drink while she's sitting there. She's here, she's online, and she's going to be at the demonstration. At the protest this afternoon, this is not a demonstrable protest of our grievance, even though there's time and a place for that. This is industrial action. This is a direct action against imposition on the licensed taxi trade for no apparent reason, except they want to deny us the same rights as they afford buses. And so Myrna Bourne, she's in the house. She's just arrived, and she's ready to go to the demonstration. And I think it's going to be full on. I don't think, Myrna, that there's any reason. You could say the protest that happened in January, you could say there was reason to go against them. And I think there was an opposition to them. I don't see a reason, because there was about compensation, and I would wager that a contingent who was against those protests have signed up to the Mish Conda Rea initiative, which is all about compensation. So there's a contradiction in terms there. But if you haven't signed up to that and you didn't go on the basis that you didn't think you should get compensation, then I don't think that applies this time. This is about taking away our infrastructure. This is about taking our ability to apply for hire, our office space, if you will. That is the hardware taken away from us. That means we cannot ply our trade. Up to 40% it's looked at. But, well, it's speculation at the moment because it hasn't been confirmed. But apparently 40%. And why would we think otherwise, considering they're taking away the first major route that is available to taxis? So unlike the ones, Myrna, in January, which was about compensation, really, about us getting compensation, this one isn't. It really would affect every cab driver out there, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because it's really, it's our working practice. You know, they're taking more and more road space from us. I mean, some of the decisions that they are making are completely insane. I mean, look at Vernon Place, no left turn in the Southampton Row, no access to Bloomsbury Square. You know, you pick somebody up, they want to go to Euston, you have to drive them around and put another £5 on the clock, you know, just to taking them to their destination. And I know lots of people saying, oh, people going to say, oh, here is the greedy cab drivers. They're not greedy cab drivers, because really we are fighting for our road space, and we are fighting for the fair price for our passengers. Nobody wanted to carry somebody from A to B. I mean, yesterday I was in a cab, and I picked somebody up in the Kensington. We didn't even come up to the junction of the Sloane Street. It was £20 on the meter.
£20 on the meter. And the thing is, this is about, you know, we can't be both, can we? You've got to decide which side you're on, because we can't be both. We can't be greedy cab drivers, can we, and want to stay on the road so we get more money, and then be complaining to TfL about congestion because it's costing our passengers too much money. So, you know, we're a real target here, and we target by the press, because we know the press is paid for. The Evening Standard has prepaid advertising space. We all know they want to attack us, but they can't attack us on both sides, because it is hypocrisy. They cannot say we are greedy, and on the other hand, we can't be complaining about congestion, wanting to speed up time to get our passengers to the destination in the most cost-efficient route. So I think that has to be looked at, and I mean, that is happening a lot. But this is about offering a public service that certain people rely on, certain people wish to access, because there are reasons that they don't access buses, and they can access both at the moment. And it's about ease of access, and that's what this is all about. This is... And there is one tagline here, and that is, where buses go, we go. And that's what it's all about. When was the last time you used a bus, Myrna?
In the 1994.
1994, was it? On a Tuesday. There you go, on a Tuesday. I think I was about the same time. It is quite funny when, if you do ever have to use a bus now, and sometimes we're in a situation where we do, and, you know, quite often if you've got children, you might think I'm taking them out. Yes. You take them by buses, don't you? But it's funny, if you don't use them very often, it's quite an exciting experience, like being at Alton Towers, isn't it?
I do occasionally use the buses.
Do you?
I'm like, yes.
What do you use a bus?
Well,
no,
I use the buses when I have to go to the station, when I'm not going in my vehicles, when you refuse to drop me to the station and I have to go.
In her vehicle.
In my vehicles, when you refuse to drop me to the station.
Well, you know, we're only on a single rate one, so no, there's no
and
way.
And off I go, throttling to the bus stop.
Oh, there's no way. Rate one, can't work on rate, come
I
on.
I know, it's terrible.
As a nightmare. But, I think that's it. I think I last went on a bus. It was an emergency, but it was quite exciting. I sat at the front and pretended I was driving it like you did when you were a kid.
Oh, wow.
In the same way that a taxi is exciting, if you don't use taxis very often. But, you know, taxis are firmly integrated into public transport. And if you leave on a morning at the same time every morning, you pick up people. You pick up the same people. You can quite often have regular passengers that get you at that time, because you know you both leave the house at that time, and you take them to work. Now, The TfL is about to deny them that ease of access in certain areas. And if it's 40% of the infrastructure gone to taxis, then I think that there is bias, and it's certainly not on the side of the cab trade. It is definitely on the side of their private enterprise companies, isn't it? Transport Trading Limited and London Buses Limited, the private wing of TfL, these are all bus franchises, some of them German, some of them French, but licensed taxi drivers are all British, have residency here, or can ply for hire on the street of London, and all have to meet stringent criteria in order to do so. One of the knock-on effects of that is a positive one, because it provides the safest transport option in London, as we've said. Buses, on the other hand, and it's almost beggar's belief to get your head around it, are responsible for one of the most accidents, and serious accidents as well. 6,500 accidents in the first part of this year. That's within 3 months. That's 70 accidents a day, 17 injuries from those accidents, and get this, 1 to 3 seriously killed, fatal accidents every single day of the year. How about that? Get a real comparison. Last year, cyclists were involved in 2 fatalities with pedestrians. Licensed taxis involved in only 1. So why is licensed taxis being denied the same access as buses and cyclists? Remember today, just some information, to always wear your seatbelt, never take your seatbelt off while you're a part of the demonstration, and always, without fail, do not use your phone while your keys are in the ignition. If you have to park up, and chances are they will try and contain the demonstration in one place, if you are parked up and your engine is off, okay, but do not risk being on your phone while your keys are in the ignition. And remember, you are applying for hire. If any of the authorities come up to your window, wish to talk to you, you're very welcome to talk to them. Don't give them information beyond what you know. But the thing is, and this is a big deal, do not take any paraphernalia off anybody. Do not take them off a uniformed officer, and do not take them off anybody who's just dressed normally. So that goes for everybody. Do not be inquisitive about the paraphernalia they're giving you, or leaflets, that comes in the, like flyers, leaflets, anything. Do not be inquisitive. Do not think, oh, I want to read what's on that, even if it looks interesting. Do not accept any paraphernalia from anybody. If you don't know them, do not accept it. Again, represent the trade. We are fine, strong, upstanding citizens of society, of course, and we are not there to cause trouble. We are there to propose draconian implementations, potential implementations, that restrict us from certain roads. We are there to oppose the consultation that would say we cannot access certain areas. It's a big one and should bother us all. We're there to protest that. You're entitled to be there. You're entitled to protest. And we represent the cab trade. So if anybody talks to you about anything, be very aware of what you are saying. We represent the cab trade, each and every one of us. I'm no better than you. You are no better than me. Like I say, the knowledge is a great equalizer in that way, that we represent each other. There is one bad apple. We are all bad apples. We are only as strong as our weakest link. So represent the cab trade. And I will say this, because this is very serious. If we start to lose infrastructure, and I said it earlier in the show, but if we start to lose this infrastructure, and this infrastructure is wide-ranging, we then are treated no differently. I wasn't going to say better or worse, because that depends on your viewpoint of motor vehicles. And there are certain people that rely on those motor vehicles. But they use motor vehicles as an excuse to stop and prevent and put restrictions on others as well. But if they start treating us as though we are no different to any other motor vehicle, then get this. They are on a drive to get rid of all motor vehicles. So if we are no different to them, they don't want us either, do they? That isn't that the public don't want us. We are a vibrant, valid industry. No doubt about it. We are the only competition to the sat-nav swamp out there on the streets of London. The only competition. So I would say they don't want that competition. They would have loved us to have been taken by an asset grab and shifted lock, stock and barrel over under the umbrella of the corporations, but still had the same responsibilities, which is unbelievable. But that's what they wanted to do. They haven't quite managed it. They haven't quite managed this smash and grab. And so what they will do is restrict us from certain roads, which is what they could easily do if we'd been lumped in with rideshare. But we are not. And as of now, the prevailing standard stands, doesn't it? You still have to undergo a 3-year licensing process in order to work as a taxi driver on the streets of London. You are a municipal service, and with that comes benefits. You have earned that right. It is endeavour over privilege, and you should be able to go where buses go. So remember the tagline, we go where buses go. And I'll see you out there on the mean streets. Don't forget, I will say this as an additional, that we will be at GSS tonight, City Diesel, GSS, and we will be live. So after the demonstration, if you've got something to say and you can curb your profanities, we'll be out there talking to drivers about today's event. Now, if you can't listen to this show, or you can't watch us on Periscope, because we'll be periscoping and videoing the whole demonstration, and we plan to do that for as long as the demonstration lasts, but we'll be recording that on Periscope. But if you can't access Periscope in any way, then go to CabChat, and CabChat will be recording a radio show live today, and you'll be hearing everything that's going on from CabChat. So if you go to CabChat website, you'll be able to listen in and their commentary on what is happening on today's proceedings. But if you can, we'll be on Periscope, and that will be linked up to Twitter. So if you go to London Taxi Radio on Twitter, you'll be able to watch Periscope and what is going on today. And that plan is all week. Failing that, as I say, CabChat will be recording live. If you can only listen to the radio, then make it CabChat. And we will be live tonight, City Diesel at GSS. We will be live, and we'll be taking your views on what happened today. So come along, get involved. And if we don't see you out on the mean streets this afternoon, we'll definitely see you there tonight. Stand in front of you.
This is London Taxi